All right, sincere apologies. We have to just cross our T's and dot our I's. Our guest this morning, as we're talking about eating for health, is Michelle Umeadi. Michelle Umeadi is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She's not just a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She's a member of the Nutrition Society of Nigeria with over 10 years experience in practice. A member of the Nutrition Society of Nigeria with over 10 years experience in practice. And I'm sure by the end of today, you'll be feeling nutritionized after listening to her. She's also a seasoned professional in diet calculation and planning. A seasoned professional in diet calculation and planning, author of several ebooks on weight loss and diabetes management, very important. And this has certification. She's a holder of a certificate in diabetes care from University of Warwick, UK. She's a holder of certificate in exercise prescription for the prevention treatment of disease from Trinity and treatment of disease from Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, and also holder of certificate of nutrigenomics for professionals of nutrition. So she comes loaded. When I say loaded, I mean loaded. Michelle Umeadi, good morning to you. Good to have you. And she's a friend of the house all the way from Nigeria, from Port Harcourt. She's rich and so enjoys right now, but she's been a friend of Nigeria for some time now. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kofi Bartel.
All right. All right, thank you very kindly for joining us. We want you to give us the information that we need so that our skin will be looking, very nice. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
Okay, fantastic. For those who want to call in, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. Female listeners can call that number, or you can call your special line, 0201-465-7190. Will healthy eating habit displace the delicious foods all of you love to eat, or will it make them better? Now let's find out from our dietitian this morning. She may be giving some recommendation of meals that are super healthy and meet nutritional requirements. But let me just say this quickly, that research has shown that 75% of Nigerian population do not practice healthy diet. Doc, is this true? Michelle, is this true that 75%?
Yes.
Do you find when you talk to people around you that we're not taking our dieting seriously?
Yes, well, that statistic is true. And Nigeria is not just the concern. Even when we look at the statistics from other countries, it's a problem. It's becoming a big problem. So it's an issue that requires our intentional action and attention. Healthy eating.
So okay, maybe I'm part of the 75%. We're busy, we are going to work, we are trying to fend for ourselves. like Tunde here now is trying to fix the light, and you want him to be thinking about nutritional health. I'm here trying to talk to you. We don't have time, Michelle. Okay, so tell us now. Maybe we can create time. What is nutritional diet? What is a nutritional diet? We learned about balanced diet in school. We just learned it and we wrote exams and we passed. What do you mean by nutritional diet? What is a nutritional diet?
Balanced diet is what we usually know it as, but for dietitians we call it adequate nutrition. And Kofi, let me tell you, it is not a hard thing. You just have to be well informed and you would eat healthy. A balanced diet or an adequate diet is simply a diet that you consume in the right quantity that contains foods from the various food groups. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem we are faced with is that we focus on one or two food groups, and that is all. When we want to eat food, we just want something that will give us energy to do work.
Eba.
Rice. You understand? You're getting me. We don't want to eat rice and stew, or we eat. But when you are intentional about it, you would achieve adequate nutrition. How do you do that? Think before you eat. Rethink your diet. I tell people, rethink even your drink. If you have a source of carbohydrates, a source of protein, a source of vitamins and minerals and fat, then you're eating adequately. You're eating adequately. And even if it's just one meal you eat in a day, ensure that it is balanced. even if it's one meal. Some will say I eat just twice in a day. You can still achieve that. Just ensure that that one meal is balanced. Let me give you a typical example. Instead of eating a very big plate of rice and stew with a drop of chicken, you can convert it to rice and beans. Rice and beans, and maybe one orange.
But what about the chicken?
And that is, yes, but if instead of eating small chicken, I tell people, rather than eat small size of chicken that will not meet your protein requirements, why not eat plant protein that will meet your requirements? Mm. So if you think before you eat, you will still achieve that healthy eating. Just be intentional and be well informed. How do I achieve that? What is a balanced diet? Eating foods from the various food groups. Eat a variety of meals balanced by moderate intake of each. So don't just focus on energy-giving foods. You should think about your protein and also vitamins and minerals. Fruits and vegetables. Just one orange, two oranges a day. That is fine. Two bananas a day. Just be intentional. I must take fruits every day.
All right. Interesting, interesting. So you are judging those of us who like to eat eba every day, Abby. because you just said a healthy diet or nutritional diet is this term you used, is one that has all the food groups represented. It shouldn't be a one-way street. Every day you're eating the same thing. Carbohydrate and soup, carbohydrate and stew.
Yes.
Carbohydrate.
Yes.
And soup.
It shouldn't be one thing.
So what are the mm-hmm. food groups we're talking about here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have many food groups, but dietitians prefer to stick with just these. We have the starchy.
All right, we have a freeze on Michelle's line. Maybe someone's calling her device. I don't know. But I hope you guys are listening. She says it shouldn't be every day, Eba. Yeah? Prince Wise, are you there? Friday from Ibelewe. No, be every day. Then you go and watch Liverpool. Then you come back. No. Say she mix it up. All right. Her device is frozen. Once she comes in, I will put it back on the air. But I want to take some calls while waiting for that. So if you have any call you want to call through, feel free to do that. Oh, yes. Michelle, please shift your seat a bit to your left, just slightly, very slightly. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Uh-huh. So what are these food groups you're talking about?
Yes. So, sorry, before I got disconnected, we're talking about the major food groups, six. The starchy food group, we eat that one very well. The rice, the yam, all the carbohydrate sources are there. That's the first one. Then we have the meat fish group. The eggs, the chicken, the beef falls in that category. We eat very little of that. Then we have the fat group, which we abuse. We eat too much oil. We add a lot of oil to our food. That's the third food group. Now we have the milk group, which is very important for children.
Milk group.
We now have the yes, that one is very important for children, growing children. Then we have the vegetable group and the fruit group. So if you have these six things in your diet, whenever you eat, you're eating adequately. Some people think that adequate diet is those kinds of foods that will fall down from the sky, or those foods that are very expensive, those things that are not achievable. No. A balanced diet, adequate diet is what we are talking about. So I have mentioned how many food groups now. Six.
Please,
The starchy food group, some call it grain, some call it cereal group. So, but just to make it easy, I call it the starchy food group. That is where you have your rice, your yam, your beans, even beans. Some people confuse that and say it belongs to the meat fish group. But because of the carbohydrate content, we classify beans under the starchy food group.
I was going to ask you. Thank you, Odigwene. I was going to ask you when you talk about protein. Because someone said to us last week that beans is carbohydrate. And I was like, how? So it's under the starchy
food group. It's carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. It's under the starchy group, but it's a rich source of protein. Now, beans, when you analyze it, about 60% will be carbohydrate. Then 28-30% is protein. Mm. So it's still a good source of protein.
Wow. So there's carbohydrate in beans.
Source of protein.
I see. Okay, so what's the next one after starchy food group?
We have the meat fish group.
Meat fish group.
That's where you have your chicken, your beef, your eggs. That's where it belongs. Mm. Okay. That is the protein, the meat fish group. Some call it the protein group, but we call it the meat fish group. That is the second category. Okay. Then we have the fat group. Mm. What do we have there? The palm oil, the granite oil we use to cook, the soya oil, granuts, cashew nuts. All these are in this category. Mm.
Okay.
What? And we don't need too much of the fat group.
What about suya, the one that has fat and all those toes and other things?
Suya is in the meat fish. That is in the meat fish group.
Okay.
So you can buy suya, but you cannot eat adequate diet.
Okay. My God. Okay, so what's the next one?
Then we have the fat. We have the milk group. Very important for children. Milk group. That's where we have the yogurt, the milk, yes, then the cheese, but... That is where we have the milk group. That is the fourth one and very important for children because of the calcium and vitamins and minerals that they need to grow up.
Okay.
Then we have the vegetable group.
Okay, yes, please go.
Did you get that?
Yes, vegetable group.
Then the vegetable. We have a vegetable group where you have your carrots, your green leaves, your cucumbers, cabbage, tomatoes, garden eggs. That is not the vegetable group. Then we also have the fruit group. Some people confuse the vegetable with fruits, but they are two different things. We have vegetables and we have the fruits. Vegetables are not high in carbohydrate like the fruit group. So we have fruit group. That is the sixth one. That is where you have your bananas, your oranges, watermelon, pineapple. So you see, these are the food groups. If you pick your meals from these food groups, you're eating adequately. The carbohydrates, the starchy group, I'm very sure that is not a problem for us. Agree with me on that?
It's not a problem at all.
Very good. Then the fat group, do you also agree that that is not a problem?
At all.
Very good. Now, let's go to the protein, the meat fish group. That may not be a problem for some people, but for some, it can be.
Okay.
Right? It's not eating sufficiently. Then the milk group can also be a problem, especially for children who are supposed to take up to 2 servings in a day. Now, the major problem for our Nigerian meals, the fruits and the vegetables.
Oh, wow.
The fruits and the vegetables. Those are the major problems. So if for every meal you eat, you also take a fruit and a vegetable. You're eating adequately.
I see.
You're eating a balanced diet. Yes.
I see.
So it's that simple.
All right, I want to take one call, and if you're listening, you have a call to you know, you want to ask a question, feel free. You can also WhatsApp us, head to WhatsApp account 08095975805. If you want to, you know, send us a WhatsApp message, 08095975805. Eating for life, eating for health, healthy eating in 2024 is what we are about. It's very important. We have a next caller on the line. Good morning. Welcome. What's your name and what's your question or contribution, please? Thank you very much. Pastor Ladipo, are you sure you're not part of those who have more than enough protein? Carbohydrates?
I don't want to. Okay. You know, since I want to have a big problem, and they said the person should stop eating late in the night. And what night the person has stopped eating late in the night? Yeah, the stomach has not really come back to where it's supposed to be. And secondly, how does he see bread and wagon?
Bread and wagon.
Thank you.
Okay, Pastor Ladipo, your first question wasn't too clear. Oh, I don't know. Michelle, did you get him? His first question was not too clear. But I'll ask him. He has a call back. Hello, good morning. Okay, we lost that call. Okay. He's asking how you see bread and wagon. I don't know if
bread and wagon.
No, he didn't give us the context of why he was asking.
Wagon, I know it.
Bread and beans.
Yeah, I know that wagon is beans.
Yeah.
Is a kind of recipe.
Yes.
Beans, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the beans is fine. Beans is healthy, it's nutritious, it's natural. Mm-hmm. So combining it with bread is better than eating just the bread. Mm-hmm. But it should not be consumed on a daily basis. Remember, we are talking about healthy eating. And one of the things we should reduce when we are trying to eat healthy will be refined foods.
Okay.
Refined foods. Refined foods are those foods that have lost their
value. Okay. Let's go for a break. I think the line has frozen. We'll come back. Misha, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, please.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's still the Morning Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartels, Lagos. I guess what? This is probably the most important conversation we're going to have this week. You know, yeah, okay, a lot of people want to talk about, you know, the economy, the Naira, and all that. But you need to be alive to enjoy a good economy now. You need to be healthy to at least save yourself the stress of looking for money to go and pay for hospital bills, or to save yourself the stress of looking for money to buy very expensive drugs that some of them you can't even find in the country today. This is downright the most important conversation we're having this week. Trust me. And please, please, you have to take it seriously. All right. Our guest is a very, very qualified person. She's here, you know, to give us the information that you need to stay healthy and to stop, you know, yourself from buying expensive drugs and spending money in a hospital. So you can start calling now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Our female line is 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. Our guest has put everything on the table. She says just the simple thing you need to do to eat healthy or eat for health in 2024 is to eat a complete meal. And complete meal should compose of these six things. Starchy food group. You have your grain, your cereal, starch. You said that one, we no get problem for Nigeria. All of you eat gari, rice, fufu, gari, yam, 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 gari, yam, rice. We don't have a problem. She said meat, fish group. That is talking about the proteins. A lot of people don't eat all of that. If you can't afford to buy all the chicken and everything and meat, you can, she said, augment with what? With beans. Okay. She also said the fat group. We don't have a problem with that. We always fry our things. We use oil, palm oil, coconut oil, vegetable oil. We don't have issues there. Then she says meal group, that sometimes it's not enough. And it's also very important for children. Talking about yogurt, milk, cheese, etc. Things that come, you know, from cow and all that. Then she said vegetable group. It's very important. The vegetables that you all know. And we don't take enough of that. That's the one that we don't really take enough of more than the others. And fruit group as well is the one we don't take enough of more than the others. Now, Doc, Michelle, before I pick the next, I just want to ask you, are we going to take all these six food groups in each meal? You know, because for you and I, we eat once a day. You know, me, I eat once a day. but are we going to take all of this? So for those with three square meals a day, which I don't know how anyone can eat three times a day in this current like it's a myth. We thought you know, they told us three times. That's like that, I don't know. It's not wrong information, because is a human being designed to eat three times a day, Michelle? Is that healthy?
Well, if you ask me, that depends on the person eating. For someone who is underweight and needs to gain weight, then it's healthy for the person, if that person can afford it. But for healthy individuals, for those who need to lose weight, who need to cut down on their food intake, then no, it is not. So for that, it depends on the person eating. It depends on the health status of that person. Because we still have people who are underweight. Okay. We still have malnourished people who should eat three to six times a day.
Or children?
Yeah, for children, I would recommend 3 to 4, but that also depends on the genes of the children. I have children who have fat genes, because we have fat genes, so I just try to give them 3 meals a day, three balanced, adequate meals. For those who have genes and they're very slim, or they are tending towards being malnourished, then it should be up to 6 times a day. Balanced nutrition.
Michelle, I don't remember the last time I ate 3 times a day. I don't even know if I can function in a day if I ate 3 times. I will belching everywhere.
Yes, for us now, let me tell you, I think 2 meals a day will be fine. We just be fine. And when we say 2 meals a day, you can now take other things in between. 2 meals does not mean you shouldn't take a cup of orange juice, or you shouldn't take banana. You should also count those ones. So if you count the bananas, you count the orange, you take the watermelon, we count them as meals.
I don't count those ones, though. Okay.
We count them.
All right. So I mean, I eat once a day. Sometimes I eat 2 times, but most of the time I try to eat once. But my own problem is late night eating, but I'm working on it. And this is my power chair still. Mm-hmm. But are we going to put, for us with 3 times a day, are we going to put all the food groups in each meal, or can we divide them across different meals?
Yes, you can divide them because we have what we call RDA, which is the recommended daily allowance. So for fruits now, we say take between 3 to 5 fruits in a day, 3 to 5 fruits. So even if you're sticking with a low number, which is a 3 fruits, that is one, let's say 3 bananas, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 1 in the evening. So if you don't want to take it like that, you can just blend the 3 bananas and it still counts. Mm. It still counts as your daily allowance. Or you want oranges and you squeeze all 3 oranges, you have still taken it for the day. So you see, you must not use it in the morning, afternoon, and evening. It depends on what works for you and how it suits you. You can just decide to have fruit breakfast in the morning to meet your requirements, your vitamins and minerals for the day. And that also works.
Okay. Very interesting. We have a next call on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Welcome.
Good morning to the doctor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your name and contribution, please.
What she's proposing this morning, eating healthy, balanced diet, is a good one. But I want her to realize that there are some average Nigerians that can't assess all what she's saying. So, madam, please, can you kindly paint a subtle picture of a balanced diet that will not dent the pocket of an average Nigerian? Because there are some people that can't assess all this.
Right.
Thanks, and God.
Thank you very much. Lajean, she's talking about the money. Eating this thing is going to cost a lot of money. So she wants you to paint, give it a plan, something, a picture of something that is affordable.
Something that is affordable. Okay, yes. So I remember I was telling you earlier that healthy eating does not have to be expensive. Now let's bring it down. Let's make it simple. I talked about rice and beans, but let's take out the rice and beans now. Bean pottage cooks, there's going to be palm oil in the bean pottage. There's going to be crayfish in that bean pottage. When you now add vegetable to the bean pottage and take that bean pottage with one orange. Kofi, you have eaten a balanced diet.
Nutritionist Michelle, let me help you. Porridge beans. Some people call it porridge beans, just in case, for those who don't know.
Okay, fine, porridge beans. Because when we say porridge, we're talking about acha pudding, rice pudding, and the rest.
I know.
So, but
street calls
but
it
let's now call it the porridge beans. Yes. So, can you see how we balance these porridge beans by adding just vegetable to the beans and taking it with one orange, this is what the orange will do.
Okay. I was going to ask what vegetable you're talking about. What vegetable you want to add to the beans?
No, green vegetables like ugu, like spinach.
Okay.
You can just throw that into the beans and take one orange. It's a balanced meal. Now, let's count the food groups. The starchy food group is already the beans. The palm oil used in cooking it, that is the fat group. Then the crayfish, and you can even put dry fish, fine, but the crayfish is not the meat fish group. Then the vegetable is the green leaf that you're going to add to the beans. Then you are taking it with one orange. It's a balanced meal. The only thing not there is the milk group, which of course will not go well with bean pottage. It's just one meal group, one group that is out. So you have eaten 5 food groups in one meal. Now, taking orange without beans is also very important. Why? Because the vitamin C in the orange will help the iron in the beans to get into the system. We call it bioavailability. So when you take your beans with either orange juice or one orange, that is fine. That is balanced diet. Is that difficult? Or is this something that is too expensive? No. You probably eat beans, but now you are adding something. You are intentional about what you are eating so that you can get the vitamins and the minerals that you need.
All right. Very interesting.
Good morning.
Very interesting. Good morning. Good morning. What's your name?
Kofi Bastes.
Yes.
Malik. Long time no saw.
Malik, I know say you be carbohydrate man. Bye. I mean Amala.
Chop eba, drink gari. If it's too much, you chop bread again.
Yeah, so.
Kofi. You know say the way the economy they go, the easiest way if you find a carbohydrate food. You know that one.
Okay.
If it's too much again, you find one mouth, you drink. Even the moth now don't the clamp or pass the way with the buyer before. My question be say, as it be now when things are hard, what can the ordinary man do that will keep you healthy? Kofi.
Okay.
Which help us, you know, I too late.
Yes.
I don't gamble say my call you enter.
Okay.
Which help us tell us the ordinary man we won't manage with 1,000 naira to get balanced diet. How go do am?
All right, Malik, thank you. I'll take another call, then she'll answer both questions. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kofi, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, who do we have on the line, please?
Market Woman.
Market Woman. Market Woman!
How are you?
Market Woman, are you on this carbohydrate table with us?
Me, okay. I know they even eat bato. I know they eat gari.
Okay.
I know they eat me. Mm. Now, plantain when not ripe, now they chop.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yeah, so and the one you dry it, you blend it. That is what I eat.
Fantastic.
But all these fruits, they are very expensive. Very, very. That is my concern now.
Okay.
Because to even eat, for people to eat is very difficult. But this orange she's talking about now. Me, I love eating grape past orange. So I want to know this thing.
All right.
Concerning that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Market Woman. Michelle, so this issue of affordability is still what Malik is talking about, that the easiest thing for anybody in this economy is to just get carbohydrates. Just get a carbohydrate around the corner, gari, rice, whatever, and then drink malt on top. Malik, and then Market Woman is saying that for her, she's looking at the fruit. What fruit will be affordable because they're expensive? So what do you say to that, Michelle?
Okay, well, the fruits that we have pawpaw, we have, I don't know about watermelon in Lagos, but here in Jos, it's affordable. We have oranges, we have bananas. If we stay with these fruits and not the foreign fruits, that would be okay. That would be fine, because when you now start going for the foreign imported fruits, it becomes very expensive. So let's eat the fruits grown here in Nigeria. Let's stay with them. And when you buy the fruits, it's not a must that you should finish it in one day. Like, I bought a bunch of bananas, and it lasted me for 2 days. Everybody knows that we portion. So you take the one you're supposed to take, keep the remaining ones. But people can buy a bunch of bananas, sit down, settle down, and finish that whole bunch of banana. You just wasted your vitamins and minerals for 2 days. So number one is portion is important. Then you can reduce the size of food you're eating so that you can afford other nutritious foods. So instead of eating a very big bowl of rice, let it be half. The money you use in cooking that one can buy you just one or two fruits to add to that food to balance it. So right. Those are things we can do. And we should also go for local foods. Let's go for foods grown in Nigeria. We have maize, we have guinea corn, we have millets. These are very good varieties. For breakfast, you can just take pap.
All right.
And the pap must not even go with milk. It can go with granules. It can go with granules. Granules is under the fat group, but it's also rich in protein.
You guys have those nice things there up north, the millets and the sorghum.
Yes. So you see, so those are things that we can do so that you can now take that one meal that you're going to eat in the afternoon or in the evening, just balance it. All I am saying is you have to be intentional first. What can you do? Okay, like person who mentioned 1,000 naira, you have 1,000 naira. Why are you buying malt with inside 1,000? That malt can also buy you fruits. Malt can also buy you one banana.
Don't mind Malik. Some of them, I'm sure Malik is on that table, would buy 5 bottles of beer every night. Malik, don't mind me. Yeah, but Michelle, I want to share a story with you. You know, so for personally, I've had consistently, me as I am here, I want to look at me. I'm not that fat now. I look that fat. I mean, I don't look
I
that
can
me.
See you. Mm. I can
but,
see
but
you.
But each time I go do my BMI, they'll tell me I'm obese. I'm obese.
Obese?
Yes. In fact, they say obese. They say actually I'm obese and I have, is it chronic or acute obesity? Something, you know. And my KG was 89, you know, 89. You know, Michelle, so me who maybe 5-6 years ago, they told me to embark on a fruit fast. I said, how can I miss my meal? My mind, I had a mental reset. I don't know. You know, when you know, you don't have a choice. And I know I don't have time to go to the gym because of my schedule, you know. I walked just to where the self-fruit, and I bought fruit. And then I started doing fruit fast. Misha, I was extreme. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I don't eat food. I went extreme because I was like, oh my God. So this thing is it this way? It's like I'm extremely obese and I couldn't believe what the doctor told me. So Michelle, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I don't eat for the whole of December. Up until Christmas. Christmas will be 30 December. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I eat food. You know, I do proteins and every other thing. I know it's extreme and you might advise me on how to do it the right way. But what I discovered, Michelle, what I discovered was that I was spending less to buy the food than I was spending on food for myself and my wife because I carried her along on this journey. I was spending less. But what I do, or what she does, is that we know where we will buy banana. We know where we'll buy watermelon. Sometimes it's the same place. We know where we're going to buy oranges. We know where we're going to buy cucumber. There are some places you go to, you might get banana cheap and you get watermelon expensive. Today in this Lagos, we know where we get these things. So you have to know where to buy it. And I discovered, I'm not saying it's the same for everybody, but I discovered that we were spending less. You know, maybe because they're doing it every day. Because they're doing it every day and we went chronic. But that money you're going to use to buy Mama Put of 500 Naira, for instance, if you used to buy buy a watermelon, that watermelon, if it's only you, you can't finish it in a whole day. You can keep it in your fridge for, I don't know if that is something you find to be true, Michelle. Oh, the network has affected her. We'll get back to her. Good morning.
Oga Kofi, he has not answered my question.
How can you get affordable fruit? That's what you said now, right?
I know. I said I love taking grape more than orange.
Okay, is it good? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that's another one that we didn't... Okay, sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, please. I don't know whether she's going to drop her. What do you call it?
Her handle. Yeah. We'll drop that. Yeah, we'll drop. She'll drop.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, so maybe Michelle, what do you say to that? Sorry, lost you there. And Michael Roman also asked about grapes. She likes taking grapes more than orange. Is it good for her?
Yeah, grapes. They're good. They're good fruits. It's fine. So long as she's not taking only grapes. Remember what we talked about nutrition, the principle of nutrition, and it is to eat a variety of food balanced by moderate intake of each. So don't just take grapes because you like it. Take all other foods because the vitamins that you're going to get in grapes, you are not going to get from oranges. So it's important that you take all fruits, not just a particular fruit. Take all, take a mixture, take fruit salad, take different kinds of fruit. So fine, the grapes is also good, it's fine. And like you said, taking advantage of the markets, knowing what to buy and when to buy.
Okay. Oh, the little has interfered again.
And reducing our portion sizes, the number of times that we eat.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we need to reduce our portion sizes and then not eat that you want to eat that, but you carry a whole big, but that is bigger than your head. Eh?
Yes.
Rice must fill the entire bowl. We need to stop all that and reduce how much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there things that we should not be eating or drinking? Please. Tell us, like soda, maybe you talked about refined food earlier. Tell us more about that verb in 1 minute.
Okay, concerning for those drinks now, I would say not every time, maybe occasionally. That is what I say. If you can stay away from this and drink water, that is fine. That is better. But if you still feel like taking it from time to time, occasionally, and sometimes I'll be out there, I'm sure. So when you say occasionally, what does that mean? And I say once in 3 months on your birthdays, when you go out, fine. Occasionally you can take that, but on daily basis, just try to drink water, 2 to 3 liters every day. That is what we need to stay hydrated, to be healthy. 2 to 3 liters of water on daily basis.
Okay.
So that is healthier and better.
How many cups are we looking at? You know, 2 to 3 liters. How many cups?
We're looking at sachets.
Eight cups. Okay, how many sachets?
Eight to ten cups. Yes, 8 to 10 cups of water.
Okay.
One sachet of water is 500 mL, 500 mL. So 2 is 1 liter. So if you want to take 2 liters of water a day, that is 4 sachets in a day.
All right.
And if you're aiming to achieve 3 liters, then you're talking about 6 sachets in a day. So that you can be well hydrated.
All right. What about refined foods? So all those biscuit, all those whatever protein bars and all those things that they sell in the supermarket.
if we can stay away from this, that would be good for our system. Now, World Health Organizations, all of them are talking about these refined foods. The fact that they don't have the nutrients, most of these are called empty calories. Now, what I'm talking about empty calories, your calories should give you the vitamins and minerals we are talking about. But when you eat these foods that give you just energy without vitamins, without minerals, without protein, then we are calling them empty calories. So these are not things that we should eat on a regular basis. In fact, convert all the investments you are investing in these into more nutritious foods. And even to convince mothers who are used to giving children packet juices to take to school, and they say, but it's written orange juice. I say, yes, it's written orange juice, but can't you do the analysis by yourself? You bought that packet juice 50 naira. You call it orange juice. Now go to the market and buy 50 naira orange and squeeze it.
Michelle, see how much orange hold the thought. Yes, we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to do a part two of this conversation next week. Trust me, next week, Dr. A Nutritionist will be back to give us a part two. But before we go, Michelle, can you please give us your final take and also your social media accounts for those who want to follow you online?
All right. Yes. So healthy eating is achievable and it does not have to be very expensive. Just be intentional about it. And you'll find me on social media, Dietitian.
Okay, and network has interfered with her. Okay, sorry.
Dietitian Michelle.
Okay, Dietitian Michelle. Okay, yeah.
Dietitian Michelle on Facebook, Dietitian Michelle on YouTube, Dietitian Michelle on Instagram.
All right, Dietitian Michelle on all the accounts. Thank you so very kindly for your time, Michelle Umeade, registered dietitian and nutritionist. We'll have you next week to do a part two, definitely. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Kofi.
My name is Kofi Bartels. We have to go. We have the news at 9. But please eat healthy. Be like me. I don't eat Gary. I don't drink soda. All those things. I don't take, and I only water I take. Maybe once I could drink soda. I'll be back tomorrow up next in news at 9. After that, we'll do the one play draw. So you can play between now and where we do the draw. Stay with us. Good morning.